speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you on board with us again. Good to have all of us together again. I tell you what, something about being together. I mean, truly together. Well, togetherness is what it's about as we continue to explore how we can improve our harmony with our Creator. Man, if there's anyone in all the world we need to be flowing with, it is our Creator, the Almighty God. And so, of course, one of the great ways for us to really get in harmony with each other is to improve our communications with each other. And, of course, to the extent that we truly communicate, that we're improving communications, we got to remember communication needs to be coming from the heart and not just from the brain. Yes, from the heart, the heart, the heart. It needs to be with the heart, not just with the mind, not just with the mouth, but with the heart. Well, as we do that, of course, I think that we get to a point where we realize, you know, when we think about our relationships with other people, spouses, children, you name it, close friends, even if they're outside the family. Think about how we communicate with each other. You know, another way to look at it is to see, you know, to really think about those relationships that we have that are not good. Yeah, the relationships that are kind of messed up, or the relationships that are really messed up. What makes them messed up? Definitely, we can think about things that we may have said that were not cool, things that may have been said to us that were not cool, things said about someone that were not cool. Think about the harm that people try to do to others, even while pretending to be their friends, pretending that they care about them. Just so many ways that we can mess up relationships. Well, as we think about what is done to mess up the relationships, we pretty much have a clue as to what it takes to make a good relationship. The opposite, the opposite of whatever was done to mess up a relationship. Even when it comes to things like someone being told something negative about someone else, and then something negative is brought to them again about this person. Someone else comes. And sometimes, you know, we might be thinking, wow, we have all these different people coming to us with something negative about that person, about the same person. There must be something wrong with that person. Well, maybe not. There are people come from all walks of life, both genders, all ethnicities, who are adamant and passionate about the negative things they have to say about the Lord Jesus. Are those negative statements true just because a whole lot of folks for centuries have been saying negative things about Jesus? So, no. Mm-mm. And it's the same with us. Sometimes people put forth coordinated efforts to try to tear down someone's personality. And so sometimes, in fact, very often, when we have different people coming to us to tell us something negative about the same individual, person A comes and tells you something negative about so-and-so. Person B comes a few weeks later and tells you something negative about that same so-and-so. Person C comes sometime later and tells you something negative. Person A comes again and tells you something negative. Person D finally shows up months later, and person D has something negative to say about the same one who has been disparaged for months and months by all these different people. How do you know that it is not a coordinated effort, a smear campaign Come on, this isn't something that we are unaware of. We know it goes on in politics, but we also know it goes on behind the scenes where we live. It's part of the reason that so many politicians are so good at that. So many of them were doing that kind of stuff before they became politicians. There's so many people from amongst we the people who do that kind of stuff all the time, including the church-going population. Next thing you know, you're thinking evil about so-and-so because all these people kept coming, bringing negative stuff about so-and-so. And you failed to realize that maybe the real issue is, maybe the real problem is, so-and-so is pleasing to God, and these others have decided, hey, you know what? None of us could get so-and-so to support us in the wrong stuff that we were all into. So let's all team up against so-and-so. Smear his name. Slander her. Do everything in our power to make sure that so-and-so doesn't go anywhere in life. The next thing you know, they've been coming at you, barraging you with all this information, probably 98.9% of which is absolutely false. But you went for it. You failed to pray and pray and pray to hear from God, and to hear from God as to why all these people were coming to you about the same person. What was the real reason that all these folks spent all that time coming against him, bringing all that negative stuff to me? Why? What is the real reason? Is it because all these people truly heard him say this, heard her say that, watched them do this, watched them do that? Or is it possible that these people are the ones who are corrupt and are bringing trash to me? Is it possible that they're dumping their trash into me so that they can poison my spirit against that person? Fail to really take time, and I mean spend time, exploring that possibility. Fail to spend time, and I mean even if it takes several weeks, even several months. Eventually you're saying to the next people come to you with stuff about that person, look, I don't want to hear anymore. I get it. I've heard what folks have had to say for the last 6 months, the last 2 years about that person. I don't need to hear anymore. And just cut it off and give yourself opportunity to now hear from God, to hear what he has to say, not only about the person whose name and reputation have been smeared, but what does he have to say about the folks who are bringing all that stuff to you? So in the meantime, instead of taking that route, you went on ahead and just swallowed everything that was brought to you, hook, line, and sinker. Maybe not 100% of it, maybe only 95% of it. And you developed an ugly disposition towards that person whose name was slandered by all those people. Because what was being said had to be true. With all those people coming against him, coming against her. Well, just because a whole lot of folks have that stuff to say, that still doesn't make it true. Like I said, if that were the case, then ladies and gentlemen, all of us who are genuine Christians, who truly love Christ, are following the wrong one. Because like I said, he has had hundreds of thousands, millions upon millions of people saying negative things about him for thousands upon thousands of years. And if that whole concept of if a whole lot of folks are saying it and they keep coming, then there's got to be something wrong. That something is wrong with that person. Well, if that's the case, we are definitely following the wrong one by following Jesus Christ. But I think that if we give that some thought, we will know it doesn't matter how many people come. It is still not necessarily true. So what do we do? Well, we take a look at relationship, and we may want to consider getting with the person who is being talked about so much. Getting with that person one-to-one and not trying to grill that person, but genuinely trying to find out what the truth is, what's really going on. Giving that person the opportunity, as the Bible tells us, to know what accusations are being brought against him or her, and give them the opportunity to respond. And not just assume that if the person denies what has been said about him or her, that the person denying is the one who's lying. It could be that all those other people are the ones who were lying. There's nothing new about that. That's been going on for ages. I guarantee you, some of the very people who have chosen to believe all the negative stuff brought against someone else because so many people kept bringing reports of the negative, have themselves had a bunch of folks saying negative things about them. They didn't want the other folks to believe that all that stuff was true just because a bunch of people were saying something negative. So what do? We take a look at what we do to mess up relationships. Relationships that could be good, but people allow their spirits to be poisoned by slandering liars. And the one they should be developing the relationship with is the very one who they've chosen to ostracize because they fell for the lies and the slanders. Well, do the opposite. Rather than fall for the lies and the slanders, just assuming that it's all true, and you want to protect the folks bringing the trash to you by making sure you don't go to the one who they're trash talking about, go to the one that they... Come on, ladies and gentlemen, we know this. The reason that these people don't want you to let the person know that they're trash talking, slandering them, it's not because of anything noble. They just don't want the person that they're slandering and lying about to have an opportunity to set the record straight and to expose them as lying slanderers. And you fall for it. You go for it. No, do the opposite. Do things the way God tells us to do things. These people have gotten you to the point where you have aught against your brother. God says if you have aught against your brother, you are to go to your brother. Pursue peace with that brother. That's one of the ways that we develop relationships. So again, we can look at what messes up relationships, figure out how to do the opposite of that. We can look at what has built beautiful relationships and continue to do those things. Well, one of the ways that we build these relationships is by effectively and beautifully communicating with each other. Well, we do the same with God. We look at how we have messed up our relationship with God. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, our relationship with God is no better than our relationship with our brothers and sisters. The King James Version puts it in the form of a question. Other translations just put it in the form of a statement. The King James Version asks the question, how can a man love God whom he has not seen if he does not love his brother whom he does see? Other translations just say it point blank. A man cannot love God whom he does not see, whom he has not seen, if he does not love his brother whom he does see. And how do we know whether we're loving? Well, how does God tell us to love? One of the ways he tells us to love is by being patient with each other, being kind with one another. But he also tells us to demonstrate love by pursuing peace with each other. And one of the ways that we pursue peace with each other is by going to someone that we have ought against. So someone has, or some people have brought some negative stuff to you about that person. Well, at some point, you need to just be honest with yourself. You need to honestly examine your thoughts about that person. You need to honestly examine and then answer how you treat that person, how you respond to that person when that person tries to get your attention and tries to speak with you. You need to honestly assess your body language, your own body language, so we can be so quick to judge other people and be ready to assess them so harshly with regards to what they're thinking, with regards to their body language. But what about our own? Honestly, assess how we respond to that person, our feelings, our desire to be around that person, our preference to be as far away from the person as possible. Why? And we need to get to the question, do I have aught against my brother? And this has nothing to do with positions and titles and rank and all of that. The Lord Jesus made it clear that he who will be greatest among you will be servant of you all. In other words, he taught us humility. And so it doesn't matter about rank and positions and title. If this person has aught, if a person with a higher rank in the church has something against someone with a lower rank in the church, that person with the higher rank has been commanded by the Lord Jesus to go to the one with the lower rank and pursue peace. Try to get to what's really going on. At the very least, we should be letting the accused know what accusations are being brought against him or her and giving that person the opportunity to respond and listening without passing judgment on the person. Because that's what's happened already. All this trash has been brought to you. You decided to go for it, to believe it. And so you've passed judgment on the person who was slandered, on the person who was being talked about. You've passed judgment on that person. As far as you're concerned, they've been doing and saying what they've been accused of doing and saying. You have failed to explore the facts, to gather facts, partly by talking with that person and anyone else who may be able to vouch for them. You just taking in the negative, literally taking into your spirit the negative, taking into literally your brain the negative, and concluding that that person is guilty as charged, guilty as accused. You're passing judgment on them. The Lord Jesus says, don't pass judgment. Go to this person against whom you have aught. Pursue peace with all men, including this one who allegedly has done and said all these things that he or she has been accused of. Go to that person. Talk with that person. Communicate with an open heart, with an open mind, with a readiness to just simply find out the truth and a readiness to help pursue a peace that can bring about a mutual embracing. You and the one who's been accused of saying ugly things about you behind your back, accused of doing ugly things, it could be that 99.8% of that, maybe 100%, are lies. Some of it twisted stuff and is half truth, half lie. Taking it and said, well, so-and-so said this, and maybe that person really did say it, but they chose not to give you the full context so that you would understand why they said what they said, and you would understand what they meant by what they said. To the extent that we choose to reject our brothers and our sisters and not give them the opportunity to speak up for themselves, we go against what God has told us to do, what he has commanded us to do. Ladies and gentlemen, our communication with God is so much better when we're obeying that command too, to love our brothers and our sisters, our neighbors, as we love ourselves. We want people to give us the benefit of the doubt. We want people to give us the opportunity to know what we're being accused of so that we can give an honest response. We should be loving our brothers and sisters the same way. God is much more pleased with us when we do obey him regarding that matter as well. So we're talking about communicating with God. The communication flows so much better even between us and God when we are obeying his commands. We love you, God. Help us do better. Back in just a few. Heartache can teach us how to love.